7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Dennis in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, this whole issue of whether government is more of a threat to us than the terrorists.
Yeah.
And it really kind of leads right into the whole debate about 9/11.
Does it?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, would a government be willing to carry out a false flag operation against its own people?
There's clearly evidence throughout history that governments have carried out false flag operations, so, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's... I mean, Hitler did against
the Reichstag,
Russia and Poland and the like, the burning of the Reichstag building and the like. And so, I mean, you know, the 9/11 truth movement is alive and well in this country on that premise.
And your point?
Well, I didn't know where your position was on that.
Oh, really? You must be a relatively newer listener to the show. Occasionally, the truthers will call in and try to, you know, yammer on about the melting temperature of steel or whatever other useless factoids they've got to deliver. And, you know, it's all very interesting and academic, but...
Could very well be true.
It could be. The point is, even if it is true...
It's about as relevant as who shot Kennedy to the average American, and it just doesn't have any legs.
Right, many Americans don't even remember what year 9/11 happened in, so...
they can't name the vice president.
The other thing that's interesting about the truthers is they are very upset at the current administration. I don't think there are a lot of... I mean, there are different people in the 9/11 truth movement, obviously, but the general impression that I get from their calls and just the stuff they put online is that they want to bring these guys up on charges. But at the same time, they also believe that the entire government is controlled by, you know, this New World Order concept, this group of elites that runs everything. And so I find it kind of ironic or interesting that they want the same government that they believe that's so evil to charge its own people with crimes. I mean, the government, if it is indeed evil, and I believe it is going to protect itself. And even if it does charge somebody with a crime, it's just a symbolic thing. It never really changes the fundamentals. If you change out the entire administration with all Democrats, it won't make a difference. And I think I would think the truthers would understand that, but yet they continue to push and push and push for, we need to know the truth. We need to get these people charged with something. And that really will show the Americans how bad government is. But they keep positioning that it's not necessarily government that's a problem, but it's this government. You know, they think they can elect the right people, or at least some of them do, and actually make a difference in Washington, D.C. And I just think it's all kind of like spinning your wheels, essentially. They're not really getting anywhere. They do hours and hours of research. They always brag about how much research they've done, but how much activism have they done? How much, real-life, boots-on-the-ground activism have they done? And at the same time, what sort of activism are they doing? I mean, yeah, there's some 9/11 truthers that go and filter into, like, the Tonight Show or the Bill Maher Show and make a whole bunch of noise and get themselves thrown off the set and act like they're being shut down by the man when what they were really doing was just being disruptive jerks. Whatever level of activism I've seen them do hasn't really been very effective at bringing people over to their side. I mean, even I am an open-minded person, and I've seen the videos. You know, I'm well aware of your viewpoint, but you've done nothing to persuade me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very interesting time we're at right now. I mean, I support Ron Paul, and I mean, everything he states about abolishing the IRS and abolishing the Fed talks about liberty and security. You know, he quotes Ben Franklin. You know, if you're willing to give up liberty for security, then you'll end up with neither. And I mean, but if you look at 9/11, I mean, look what happened as a result of 9/11. You know, we got the Patriot Act, and that's very similar to what happened in Germany under Hitler.
I agree. I think that's very important. I think it's very important to look at what happened as a result, not necessarily the details of the allegations of what happened on that day. I think you're absolutely right. I think looking at what the government has done in response to 9/11, destroying civil liberties, creating new laws. We just talked about last hour how they want to map the Muslims in Los Angeles. So the disturbing police state trends that have been sped up, because it was a trend before 9/11. The police state was already on the rise. It's just that they used 9/11 as an excuse to accelerate that process. And I think that's what we really need to be focusing on. And to some extent, that's what we talk about on Free Talk Live, is the loss of liberty and how to get it back. That's real important things. The melting temperature of steel, not so important. That's more of an academic discussion that's just going to waste people's time.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to look at things like the old adage, good cop, bad cop. And I look, you can take any of the agencies in our government, like the CIA, the FBI, any of these, and you're going to have good people and bad people. When you try to convince people that the government is bad, they don't sign off on that. But if you try to say, well, there could be a corrupt cabal within the government, a shadow government and the like, and they start wondering. But I kind of wonder about the secret societies and how much influence they have and the like. And
I don't think it matters. I think all that's irrelevant. I think that it doesn't matter if there are good people in government. Mark, your wife used to work for a government bureaucracy. She's a good lady.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it's the system that's the problem. It's not necessarily that there are bad people, and there are. There certainly are corrupt, awful individuals in government. It's the system. The fact is, government is force. And when government wants you to do something, it's demanding it of you at the threat of jail time. And that's essentially a threat of death, because if you refuse to go to jail, they'll probably kill you while trying to capture you alive. So really, all government programs, no matter how benign, no matter how nice the bureaucrats appear to be, are backed up by force. And really, the most important thing is helping people understand that, not that there could be some evil, secret, shadowy cabal. That's going to get you labeled as a conspiracy whack job. But if you can point out to people the inherent force in the system and simply explain to them and help them understand that it's not nice to threaten your neighbors with force if you want them to do something, that we should be interacting on a voluntary basis instead, I think you'll have a much higher probability of success in helping people shift their paradigm. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but so the question is how do we make people shift their paradigm? I mean, is it going to be through, like, trying to explain how government tends to be to drift toward force, or is it the idea that there are evil people within the government, and that there are, these secret conspiracies and the like? I mean,
well, I guess it would depend on your audience. I believe that for most Americans, the former part of what you said applies, that we can show them very clearly using real-life examples that aren't questionable, that you will see in the news on a daily basis, show them how government is force. It doesn't just lean towards force. It is force. If you know somebody who loves conspiracy theory, then by all means, hit them with your conspiracy theories. They'll probably eat it up. But the fact is, if you start spewing conspiracy theories, most people are going to write you off as a wackaloon, and you'll never have the opportunity to convince them of anything
right.
else. Right.
Go out, as far as conducting an experiment on this, go out on the street and talk about the local sports team, and I bet you have some people that want to talk to you. Go out and talk about how 9/11 is an inside job and how the government planned it all, and I bet you nobody wants to talk to you.
You're going to piss people off, and that's not a good way to start a conversation. And
yeah,
I wish that the 9/11 truthers would understand tact, and I wish they would understand all these things, but they're obsessed with the 9/11 truthing.
You're drawing all kinds of generalizations. There's all kinds of truthers as well as all kinds of every group.
Well, it's like with Christians. The Christians get all lumped in together, even though there are lots of different types of Christians. Unfortunately, if you align yourself with the 9/11 truth movement, people are going to think you're a conspiracy theorist, and you probably are.
Well, one of my favorite lines is from 1918, the scandal, the Black Sox, say it ain't so, Joe. Shoeless Joe Jackson, you know, the headlines of the paper, and the little kid handing out papers saying, you know, say it ain't so. I mean, what is it going to take to wake the American people up?
I think each person has a certain line in the sand that has to be crossed, and the more we can talk about government and how awful it is, not just this government, not just this administration, but government in general, government as a principle, as just a bad idea, and how wrong it is to use force on people, the more we can point it out, the more people will wake up and realize it. Thanks for the call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you can use the Liberty Dollar every day, America's second most popular currency, to transact business in a proven, positive, peaceful, proactive, and profitable way. Find out what you're missing. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using Federal Reserve notes. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. That's libertydollar.org. Now, I want to go back to what Dennis was talking about a moment ago. Not the 9/11 truth thing. We certainly trashed on them enough. The question about Americans and waking them up, right? Now, the 9/11 truthers, they want to wake up Americans to the conspiracy of 9/11 and so they can know the truth and get outraged. Well, our vision's a lot bigger than that. We want to help wake up Americans to, you know, the fact that government isn't necessarily what you thought it was, and that, you know, it could use a lot of work. In fact,
I think
slashing it down
our task is easier, personally. I mean, it seems to me that you can show step by step that the government has all kinds of unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
And that, in fact, uses force to get what it wants.
In fact, the important point here is to point out that not only can we show step-by-step those things, and we can use real, concrete, real-life examples by major news media sources instead of, you know, questionable conspiracy crackpot websites, we can use real examples to bring people into the fold and help them understand that government is force and transitioning toward a more voluntary society is beneficial. But the important thing to point out is that we don't have to do it we don't have to do it 100%. It won't matter if all Americans come along in this direction or not. The revolution in the 1700s was done with a percentage of the population, a small percentage of the population. In fact, historically, all ideas have been started by a relatively small percentage of people. What has become very popular ideas were started on a very small basis. So we don't really have to worry about converting every American to understanding and loving liberty. All we have to be concerned with is just converting the next one, and then the next one after that, and so on and so forth. And eventually, we'll have enough liberty lovers in America to where it will be cool and popular and hip to love freedom, where the people who are in support of the state, the people who are in support of coercion and using force on others, will become the odd man out. They will become the throwbacks to the way things used to be. They'll be ostracized. People will think of them as, you know, like the way people think of slave masters nowadays. And I think that, again, it only requires a certain percentage of the population to start to understand liberty to where that sort of point of saturation is reached, where it just becomes something popular and something cool. Because most people are followers. I mean, let's be honest. Right? That's the way things are.
When it comes to politics and those kind of things, most of them just don't care. Simply don't care. So therefore, sure, they're going to go along with whatever whatever is popular at the time. So if there's some big movement towards liberty, they're going to go along with that. They're going to repeat the things that are told of them.
In fact, if you look at the history of the liberty movement, one could find a lot to be depressed about. You know, if you look at the last 30 or 40 years and the relatively slow rate of adoption for our ideas, you know, you could look at that history and say, well, why even bother? It's so hard to recruit people to liberty.
I think that there have been a lot of advances in the last 30 years, especially in the last few years. I think that it's synergistic and compounds.
Well, the last few years, that's what I'm saying. It's, if you look at the last 30 years, you won't see a real big, jump until the last maybe 3 years, with especially the last 12 months with Ron Paul and the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, the last caller mentioned Ron Paul is something that was pretty exciting to him, and clearly it's exciting to a lot of Americans. Look at the fundraising numbers, $4.2 million in one day last week. They're going to do it again. This time they're going to try for $6 million in December. I believe it's December 7th that they've chosen?
The day that'll live in infamy?
I should know because I signed up for this thing, the Tea Party.
I thought it was today for the...
Tea Party 07.
For Veterans Day, I know they had a money bomb that they were intending to do.
Yeah, they had one today.
Nothing nearly as successful as November.
I can't imagine they're going to be that successful the next week.
I don't think anything's going to be as successful as that one.
Here it is, December 16th. December 16th is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, and that's when they're doing the next money bomb. And you can go and sign up at teaparty07.com if you want to pledge to contribute $100 on that day to Ron Paul. I've already done it, which I didn't sign up for the last one, but I did pledge anyway at the end of the night. This one I figured I'll throw my pledge in early because, man, they blew me away last week. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
But my point being here, in the as far as the history of liberty goes, it's what we talked about last week with the idea that most of the progress comes at the end. Or no, it was like 2 weeks ago when we were talking about technology and some of the exciting things that we're going to see in the future. The biotechnology, the nanotechnology. They had mapped the human. They'd started mapping the human genome in the late 80s, 1989. They predicted they'd have it done in 15 years. In 2000, they'd only done a fraction of it, and their critics were derailing them, saying, "Bah, you'll never get it done, or you'll never make it in the amount of time that you thought you would." But then 3 years later, they completed it. So most of the progress happens at the end. It's slow going for quite a long time.
Certainly the visible progress.
Right. It's slow going for a long time, and then eventually you start really ramping up. And I think that's what we're going to see with the message of liberty. And in fact, maybe we're already seeing the beginning of that ramping up phase, where liberty becomes, it hits that point of saturation. It gets, we've already passed the point of, what's Gandhi's famous saying, first they laugh at you. And then they fight with you, and then you win. I'm missing a step. There's a third step in there. They laugh at you, ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win. It's
first they ignore you.
Ignore you. That's what it
then
was.
Then they laugh at you.
We've been ignored. We've been laughed at, and we're somewhere around the fighting part, I think, right now. So eventually, and you look at that, and you look at the just the rate of people getting into this movement nowadays with the Ron Paul campaign. I think we're on the cusp of that point of saturation. So that's just me. Maybe I'm being Pollyanna-ish. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic. But we're moving in the right direction.
Right. And I think that is the most important point. Maybe we won't get the free market utopia that you're hoping for out of Ron Paul. But at the very least...
Oh, we certainly won't.
But at the very least, we'll get something... The ship of state is going to be turned towards liberty, or the attitude of the people, and therefore hopefully the ship of state will be turned towards liberty to some extent or another. And I think that I think it's shown by the socialists in last century. The whole idea of socialism was antithetical to what Americans believed. But
and they never won an election. The Socialist Party never won an election,
nope.
But their platform was adopted by the Republicans and the Democrats.
Right, both of them. Both of them now essentially advocate all kinds of socialist programs because they're big government and that benefits them. And a politician's going to have to see the benefit of getting elected from a pro-liberty standpoint.
LouRockwell.com's blog is reporting that the Republican competition is already changing their tune to some extent to sound more Ron Paul-like. Of course, hopefully it won't fool the American people, and they'll be able to tell who the genuine article is, because it's one thing to talk, it's another thing to do, and Ron Paul is a doer. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, free, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear, they're all right there on the front page. Click and download. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them on us, freetalklive.com. American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help get you closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. You know, Mark, this website, I went and took a look at it here.
Me too.
This is right up my eye.
It really is. I knew that it would be a great advertiser for us.
This is show prep. I'm bookmarking this.
It's there's a thing on there on electric cars, which is really great. There was another article, which, you know, it's slipping my mind right now.
I've got one right here. In fact, I'd like to share. It's credit card debt. How to pay off credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a problem I have because I've never had credit card debt that lasted more than the first month. You know, I paid it off as soon as I got the bill. But a lot of Americans have this problem.
Well, I can tell you that I've intended to pay off my credit cards every single month. I don't want to pay credit card debt. But in fact, I've had months where it slipped beyond and I've had to pay.
Really?
And that's bad news. It's just money that you could be spending on something else. You could be saving that. Every dollar that you that you don't that you spend now is essentially, you know, 30 years from now, $7. When it comes to retirement, you're talking about some a much larger number than that. So every dollar you spend is something you could be putting away to live a more comfortable life later.
Well, let's go through these tips here because I think they're pretty valuable for a lot of Americans and people around the world that are up to their ears or at least wallowing in a little bit of credit card debt.
Are you really going to use it as show prep? Great.
I'm bookmarking this site, man. This is good stuff.
Okay.
Credit cards are amazingly easy to get into and almost seemingly impossible to get out of. Credit card debt, that is. When we're young, we naively get a credit card in hopes of building our credit, purchase a few things here and there with the best of intentions. Now, I have to disagree there, though. I think there are actually some young people. Some young people know what credit is, but I was never taught what credit was in school. Government school never taught me what credit was. So I think there are a lot of young people that actually get credit cards because they believe it's free money. I don't know how many of them there are, but I think there are a few people out there that...
A lot of people use it like it's free money.
Right.
It certainly feels like free money that first month when you use it.
Yeah, just swipe the card. Hey, no problem.
And it's much more difficult to track. I mean, when you have you're spending money for the week in your wallet,
right.
You know when you're spending it.
So anyway, he says, with the best of intentions of paying off our balance at the end of the month, we end up charging more and more because we like our newfound purchasing power and really don't consider the debt we're building up. Before we know it, we have thousands of dollars in credit card debt, and it seems that the light at the end of the tunnel has been shut off. Fortunately, there's hope to be had. You can pay off your credit card debt in a fourth of the time that you normally would. The problem with credit card debt is compound interest. With many credit cards, you'll be paying anywhere from 19 to 29% in interest. Oh, that's brutal. And this will take you to the cleaners financially if you let it. Most of your payment will be going toward the interest, and very little of it will be going toward your principal balance, making it take seemingly forever to pay off your debt. And that, of course, is what the banks want. They don't want you to actually pay off your credit
card.
Why
would they want that?
Since most people are paying minimum payments or close to it on their credit card debt, it will often take them decades to get out of their credit card debt. If you want to say goodbye to the balance on your Visa once and for all, the first thing you have to do is stop borrowing on it. You never pay it off if you keep charging things up on it. So cut it up and put it in water and freeze it so you won't be tempted to use the card again. If you send in $100 a month on a credit card debt, change that so you pay $50 every 14 days on your credit card.
And in order to do that, generally you have to get an extra envelope. You'll have to make this up yourself. They don't send you, you know, they send you an envelope for once a month payments
right.
with their address on it.
Well, now you could do it online. I pay my credit card online, and you can go in there any time you want to.
I used to do the same thing that he's suggesting, but I did it before I really paid my bills online, so
right.
It's been a couple of years. Now I don't get to touch money. My wife does it all.
Now, how did you find out about this, Mark? How did you find out about this method? It's called the Eisenson method.
I guess. Well, I knew that there was interest. I think somebody suggested that if I wanted to do my house payment that way, that I would save X amount of dollars by the end of the year.
It's a brilliant idea.
By the end of the term of the loan, 30 years.
Right. It's a brilliant idea, and it would work for house payments, too. In fact, he points out that the method essentially makes it so you're paying extra payments without even realizing it. Over the course of the year, you'll end up paying two full extra payments, which will go completely toward the principal balance of the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the numbers, it seems like it's the same. If you're paying $100 a month versus $50 every 14 days, it sounds about the same, but it's not true. Because each month is a little bit different, you know, 31 days versus 30 days, that sort of thing. Instead of being 28 days each, you have more than 4 weeks per month, usually, except for February, obviously. So because of that, you're paying on a biweekly basis instead of a monthly basis. You actually get to fit in extra. You're leveraging that extra those extra payments that you're making without even really paying close attention to doing it. And you aren't really taxing yourself that much extra because it's, you know, what's the difference between 14 days and 16 days? You know,
not much.
So interesting approach. He says it's shocking. It's shocking how fast you can get out of debt using this method to pay off your credit card. Since the interest rates are so high on your debt, paying down extra on the principal will dramatically reduce the amount of interest you pay. In fact, you'll likely be able to get out of your credit card debt in one-fourth of the time that you normally would.
And an advantage to this, you know, credit cards are useful tools. They're dangerous tools, kind of like a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
if you do a good job of using your credit card and paying down the debt every month and you're getting, you know, getting your, you know, balance down and that kind of thing, then you'll be in this category of people that they consider a little too savvy for the regular credit card offers. So they make you superior credit card offers, really low rate credit cards,
really?
That kind of thing. Yeah.
To encourage you to spend more and more and that sort of thing?
Because at some point or another, they figure you're going to slip. You know? They're going to get you for the interest. And
makes sense. So they figure if you're doing really well with your payments, that if they lower the interest, you might be more likely to charge beyond your means.
Sure. I mean, when you're thinking about it, I have never seen a credit card with a rate this low. But say I've got a home loan at 7.75% and a credit card at 6%. I think I had one once that was at 7% in APR. Which one are you going to pay off first?
The one with more interest.
Right. You're going to pay extra money towards the home loan and let the credit card ride. Now, I don't know everything about compound interest, but I hear that there's reasons why not to let your credit card slide as opposed to the home loan. But, that's the idea, is that they're trying to get in under the other, your other loans.
Now, wait, are home loans calculated on a compound interest basis? They're not, are they? Aren't they permanent, like you can predict exactly how much you're going to be paying throughout the entire... I don't know a lot about loans, you know. I just sort of pay them on time and follow the rules. But with compound interest, the interest is compounding. With a loan, you've got a 30-year... I mean, unless it's one of those adjustable ones. If it's a 30-year fixed, you know every month what that payment's going to be.
Not a financial expert. I can tell you that they design those contracts in order to get as much money out of you as possible.
All I know is what I...
It isn't simple interest, that's for sure.
Right. All I know is what I've done, and that is, you know, when I get a chance, I do put a little bit more money into my home loan. I do pay a little bit down to principal because I know that what that does is going to shorten the length of time I have to pay for.
Right.
They won't reduce the amount I have to pay as a result of that. So for me, every single month, I've got one of those 30-year fixed.
Yeah.
It's the same amount every month, even whether I put in $5,000 or the correct amount. It's going to be the same amount next month regardless. Whereas with the credit card, he's saying that as it continues to compound, it keeps going up, right? The amount that you owe every month continues to rise, even though it'll still show it as, oh, you only have to pay $20 this month. It might only show that consistently month after month, but the amount you totally owe keeps rising because of compound interest. So I think you're right. It is more dangerous to let the credit card slide. Not that you should let your home loan slide either. You need to think about your purchases before you get into them, and don't just go and buy something because it's new and shiny. You know, oh, a plasma TV.
Pay your bills
before
you buy yourself extra stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I like to have a rule that, just a rule that I have to have 5 times the amount of what I want to purchase in savings before I'll go and buy it. So if I'm going to get a plasma TV, I need to have, you know, $10,000 in the bank before I'll even consider something like that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. If you like the show, then you should AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up to help us advertise, market, and promote the show. That's where the money goes. It's $3 a month, and your $3 comes in, goes right back out the door into promoting Free Talk Live and getting the show on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you know, if you're a Ron Paul fan and you've maxed out your $2,300 that you've sent to Ron, send some our way. Because, you know, by proxy, Ron Paul will get some extra promotion. If Free Talk Live is on 300 stations instead of 30 stations, then that just means that the Ron Paul message gets leveraged that much more.
It's true.
How many other are there any other nationally syndicated radio show hosts out there that are really gunning for Ron Paul? What's Bortz up to?
I would imagine Bortz is not supporting Ron Paul, not from what I've heard. I've read some things online. And
some libertarian.
You know,
load of nonsense.
He just doesn't agree with the war policy. You know, his point of view, and he's pretty darn libertarian when it comes to domestic issues.
You're not a libertarian if you support initiated war.
His point of view is that the United States would create a vacuum by not being the superpower anymore. Somebody's going to be the superpower. Who's it going to be? It might as well be us.
Ludicrous. Well, anyway, Ron Paul is what I want to talk about. We touched on him earlier in this hour, and we were just talking about financial responsibility. And if you want an example of a presidential candidate that understands financial responsibility, Ron Paul's that guy.
Yep.
You give Ron Paul a credit card, and he's going to be very, very judicious with it. And just look at the way his campaign is being run compared to the other campaigns. The Romney campaign, for instance, Mitt Romney has to loan himself money. Because they can't actually raise the money from individuals. I mean, they've got their big corporate sponsors and everything, but he's had to give himself money. John McCain, apparently out of cash now, he's had to loan himself $3 million.
Mm.
So all these campaigns are just spending, 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 and then, you know, they're loaning themselves money to
make up. McCain's in a tough position because, you know, he took a real hit. He's not as high as he has been in the polls, but now he's on his way back up. a little bit. So,
well, I don't really pay much attention to the polls except for the Ron Paul numbers. So
understood, but I look at those people that are above Ron Paul, and he's on his way up a little bit. So it's got to be like, you know, the gambler sitting at the table. He's lost a bunch of money. Now he's gaining a little bit of money back. He wants to get back up to that point where he was and then perhaps win big, you know, the place where he started from. When you're chasing lost money, oh, man, it's tough.
So, yeah, he's out of it. Whereas the Ron Paul campaign has millions of dollars in the bank. And it was all raised pretty much online, most of it. I mean, they have the occasional $1,000 plate dinner, that sort of thing, but the bulk of their contributions are coming in from their website, which, Mark, you said was down a few moments ago. Is it still down? Can you check that?
I'm sorry, what was the
question? Ron Paul website? Is it offline?
It was down just a second ago. I'll check it out.
Well, anyway, let's talk about what happened.
Because I know he got over $8 million, and I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
See that for myself. And
he is over $8 million in the last...
And it's probably everybody trying to see that, and they're just crashing.
Right. In the last month and a half, I know they've had to upgrade their servers. It's still down.
Let's look that way.
Okay. Well, maybe they're doing another server upgrade.
Well, so, I can tell you that the Ron Paul campaign is live and well. I just spoke to their press liaison,
Jesse
Benton, today, and Ron will be gallivanting around New Hampshire for tomorrow.
Not this direction, though, huh?
No, he's going to be up in Berlin and right. Pittsburgh. And,
well, let's talk about where he was in Philadelphia, the Independence Mall. Have you heard about this little shindig they had
there?
Yeah,
like
it was
5,000
people. 5,000
people,
and it was all pretty much organized.
You know what they were, right? It was actually the same spammer over and over again.
Yeah, he cloned himself, right? Those guys, they're so awesome. No, what really happened is, again, it wasn't the campaign that put this together so much as it was the volunteers, the grassroots. Once again, the whole Ron Paul campaign is organized in a completely different manner than the other guys. Here's a story from a guy that was actually there, thecrossedpond.com. He says the rally in Philadelphia was a huge success, the biggest yet by the campaign's own estimation, but more importantly, it was a different kind of rally, a different animal from the well-organized but still sort of on-the-cheap and thrown-together traveling fun hog roadshow of the types we've seen before, which are also great, by the way. Despite some small local hit pieces that pop up every now and then describing Ron Paul supporters as all middle-class, geeky white men, this crowd was all over the map. Racially, partly because it was Philly, I suppose, but I saw more African-Americans, for instance, than any Republican rally I've ever been to. Class-wise, age-wise, and even ideologically, he says big cheers came up for each group when Ron mentioned there are, quote, a lot of Republicans, cheer, some Democrats, cheer, Libertarians, and even a few anarchists out there. He says that veterans, it didn't look good in the 30 minutes before the rally when only a few dozen vets were in the designated vet area, which had a few hundred seats, but the entire section filled up with vets of all ages and from all branches in their unofficial uniforms. Businessmen, students, families, crazies, rednecks, urbanite liberals, you name it. This wasn't just diverse in terms of weirdness. It was as close to a cross-section of the real America that I've ever seen represented at any political event. And I think at some point in the future, I might look back to this weekend as a real turning point in the campaign. This was the campaign spending real money, putting on a real front-runner-worthy event. And at least to my eyes, it was a real pivot point from grassroots-based rabble-rouser to genuine contender-slash-real-deal campaign. And the key point is, that money was well used. The event was a huge success and will likely be the new template for the Paul campaign for their future key big rallies. What's more, there were a hell of a lot of new people. One worry early on was that these enthusiastic crowds were just the same people coming over and over again.
And I'll tell you that, in a lot of cases, it is a bunch of enthusiastic people coming over and over again to events that are, you know, in their local area. But I don't think you can get them to go all over the United States. I mean,
not most of them. That's an expensive proposition. He says, I'm one of those people in that I've probably been to almost a third of his bigger East Coast rallies in the last few months. But I can say from doing that, and it was particularly evident this weekend, that the movement is being padded every week by a steady stream of new supporters who are very quickly being turned into the same vehement activists that the old supporters are. I can't tell you how many people I met this weekend who had never heard of Ron Paul or hadn't heard much of him beyond a debate performance until very, very recently. But once they're hooked, they're hooked.
Ron's still only at about 5% nationally, but that's another 1% a month since the day he started, more or less. And from what I've been seeing as a tree in that forest, those 5% are assimilating into a larger movement that's already become organic and salient here, self-sustaining. To put it simply, we're winning converts. We're not turning millions of people onto the message yet, but we're growing. And that, as often as anything, is the key indicator for any campaign or ideological movement. And the nice thing about the Ron Paul campaign is it's both. Ron Paul is both a campaign and an ideology. He's talking about liberty.
Right.
And that's based on principle. And the more he talks about that, the more people are going to get it.
Whoever can enterprise on, win or lose, whoever can enterprise on Ron Paul's brand is going to, they're going to be something very big in the liberty movement.
He says, what's more, I also saw or had it reiterated to me that Ron doesn't need to run according to most mainstream conventional wisdom rules of campaigning. It made us, a lot of us anxious in the early campaign when he would even say the word sound money, or when he would start to get educational and specific rather than simply milquetoast mainstream meaningless but nice sounding platitudes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little scary. I can totally sympathize, but I love it when the one time I heard Ron Paul speak at the Liberty Forum last mm-hmm. year, oh my God, I couldn't believe those things were coming out of a politician's mouth. A guy from the United States House of Representatives was talking about destroying the Federal Reserve and getting rid of the IRS. Oh my God, I loved it. I stood up at the end and I clapped for a politician.
The blogger says, does this make him less likely to win? Perhaps, in the sense that he's certainly not entirely what's expected of a national frontrunner. And so he probably won't be until, if at all, the day people realize he's got the delegates. However, what I haven't given enough people credit for is not 50% of America, but a lot of people, no honesty, no integrity, no leadership when they see it. And Ron's got it. And that's attracting people, even people who themselves are just now getting to the eye-rolling, anxious stage, but are still being drawn in. Ron's one of the few campaigners I've ever seen who, as a human being, is just as interested in educating his audiences or confronting dominant ideologies than with just getting them to easy applause lines, stringing those together and leaving. What's more, and again, this is relative, but that approach is working. People like me often watch him and react to the effect of, well, I know that's the normal way of doing, or I know the normal way of doing things is BS, but that's how it's done. You're doing it wrong, Ron! What we're not giving enough credit to is the fact that there are a fair few people, like us, who are themselves saying the exact same thing. And when you do string enough of those people together and start getting those people listening, eventually they start becoming less and less concerned with the last clause of the sentence, and more concerned with the first, essentially flipping their emphasis.
You know, Ron Paul is getting people that aren't interested in politics interested in politics. Yeah, he's doing it differently, but who's to say the way that the politicians are doing things is right?
It's just
a good way to lie to you, that's all.
Right, it's just the way it's been done, and it's a logical fallacy to believe that because it's always been that way, that's the way it should continue to be. More on the way, you can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
My friends,